This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. The South Carolina House passed the new state budget this week. The roughly $7.5 billion budget bill went through the House in record time, with the need for millions of dollars for road and bridge improvements looming over the body. Minutes into this week's session, House members voted to rearrange some spending practices.
Expired, polls are closed, clerk will tabulate by a vote of 103-0. Amendment 1A is adopted.
Clearing the way for the House to come up with some $400 million for state roads. Here's Orangeburg Representative Gilda Cobb-Hunter asking Ways and Means Committee Chairman Brian White about roads becoming next year's spending priority.
Should my constituents be concerned that some core function of government may well be impacted, if not this year, next year, by the actions we're doing here?
Ms. Cobb-Hunter, I think, first and foremost, highways and infrastructure is a core function of government.
Governor Nikki Haley applauded the House's decision to spend $400 million for roads, but again, she pressed House leaders to go along with a Senate bill, which also says spend $400 million, but also calls for the restructuring of the state's DOT commission, something Haley strongly supports.
The money is great, but the money doesn't mean anything if we don't reform the agency at hand, and that's key. So we have said to the House, if you concur, we can move forward. If you don't concur, we will likely see that the roads bill will die again this year.
Most House members also favor the DOT restructuring. They passed that last year, but they're reluctant to rubber stamp the Senate bill just halfway into this year's session. Rockhill Representative Gary Semrel is the House leadership's point man for roads.
What we are looking to now is the best avenue forward that deals with funding, knowing that funding's on a short-term basis, not a long-term basis. The governor and I had that conversation this morning about that continued progress of looking for sustainable, reliable, long-term funding. We have a long-term problem. We have to have a long-term solution.
Semrel says the House leadership views that long-term solution as critical, and they don't feel like the Senate bill goes there. So they don't appear to be willing at this point to rush to a firm position on the matter. The House passed budget also includes over $150 million for expenses related to last fall's floods and funding for state government employees and teachers to get a 2% pay raise and for increases in their health insurance premiums. The budget fails to fully fund the so-called local government fund by $113 million. Lawmakers only okayed $213 million in state aid to counties and cities. The Senate passed a bill this week that would require refugees to register with the state and hold their sponsors liable if they commit an act of terror or violent crime. Passage came on the heels of this week's terrorist bombings in Brussels. Some senators believe the federal refugee program is lax and the state needed to act. Anderson Republican Kevin Bryant was the bill's chief sponsor.
And we've even had testimony from one of our congressmen, had two officials from the FBI and a Homeland Security official that stated they're not comfortable with the screening process. One of them even said it's out of control and we have no handle on it.
A bipartisan group of senators working behind the scenes smoothed the way for the bill's passage. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.